times, he says, even in those times, you should just get it done early in the morning. That's what he says. He says he was a moyel, sometimes for 20 brisim in the same morning, and he'd rush from one to the next without stopping at the sudas, so that it could be done bezrizus as early as possible. So he says like this, it used to be that no, people didn't do it so early. They went to a late minyan, and then they wanted the sudah to be in the afternoon when everyone could arrive, so they did the bris lunchtime. So this put pressure on people that had work to do, because you can't stop your day in the middle of a work day to do bris milah at lunchtime and make a sudah. But hayo is that everyone else is doing bris milah at lunchtime and making a sudah. The family puts pressure on this person, I can't do it first thing in the morning and a slapdash meal, let's do it lunchtime. So he feels pressured and he's going to lose money. So he says, you know what? Say that we'll do a nice thing on Sunday. On Sunday, I don't have work. And that's where it came from, that people pushed off to Sunday. So it says, if the more the people that are able to be Zoriz are Zoriz, the more will have effect that the people that aren't able to do it at other times will be able to do the bris in the correct time. So this time a lesson in Zrizin, Magdima, and Lemitzvahs. Now, there is a halacha, it's Gemara Maseches Kedushin, Chof Tes Amud Aleph, that all of Klal Yisrael are chayev to be mal anyone's child. But it's a chiyuv upon the whole Klal Yisrael that every Yiddish child has a bris milah. It's not dafka on the father. We learn out from a pasuk, himoy lechem kol zocho. Everyone's involved in this chiyuv. Gemara calls it a chiyuv of bezdin. Everyone has to take charge that this child gets his bris milah. Now, obviously, the father comes first. But in the Mefarshim, we find something more than just the father comes first. You see, normally there's a concept of it's my mitzvah, and I come first before anyone else, because mitzvah bo yois me b'shluchoy. Here there's a stage over and above mitzvah bo yois me b'shluchoy, meaning there's the father and only the father. Then there's the father like everyone else of Klal Yisrael, just he's first because he's the father. And on that you can do mitzvah bo yois me b'shluchoy. But there is a stage, unlike many other mitzvahs, where we say, not just mitzvah bo yoyis b'shluchoy, the father and only the father. We have this concept by Kisra Adam. Misha shofach, hu yechasa. The person that spilt the blood, he has to do the kisui. So to by Mila, the Zepesah Halacha, the father, he is the one that has to do the bris, and not even send the shliach, and not just mitzad maila of mitzvah boy, just he should do it. To bring out this yisoid, I'll share with you a halacha. It says in Choshe Mishpat, Simon Shim Pei Beis, Yivkot and Dalet, if someone, a father is going to do a bris on his son, a moil walks in, the baby's still in the royal free, says, well, eighth day, and he does the bris. Father comes back, Shon Gemalat, you owe me 10 zehuvim. You owe me 10 zehuvim, you were choit of my mitzvah, you owe me 10 gold coins. Now, whether we can take that today or not, we don't have Bezdin Smuchim. Could be if you grabbed it from him, you could keep it. But Al Kaponim, there is this idea that you grabbed away a mitzvah. This, the Poskim say, is only when the father planned to do the bris. However, when the father appointed the moel to do the bris, and another moel walked in and grabbed the mitzvah, what he did wrong, he doesn't have to pay 10 zuvim. Azoy Paskin the Rosh. And the question, it's born Shulchan Aruch. The question is why? The Chayra, the moel I appointed, is my shliach. It's true mitzvah boy, it's my shliach, shluch shalom kamoisoi. So if so, if you grab from me, you have to pay me 10? Well, if you grab from my shliach, you have to pay me 10 as well. Shluch shalom kamoisoi, I appointed him in my boots, and you should have to pay. So why don't you have to pay? So, this is the question of the Darik HaMoshe and the Tvur Shor. But the Ketzos HaChoshen brings from here, that you don't have to pay, because there's a special halacha in Hilchas Milah, that there's a mitzvah of the father. There's a mitzvah of the father alone, without any shluchim. If you grab that away, you have to pay 10 zuvim. But if the father's anyway appointing someone else, he's going into the realms of a different mitzvah. The mitzvah of Klal Yisrael to mal every Jewish child. Just the father's first. On that, there is a loch of mitzvah boyos mevishluchoy. But when another moel comes and does the meal, he hasn't grabbed away something specific from the father. Because once the father's allowing shliach, That's the mila of all Klal Yisrael, just him first. There's psukim to prove it. I can't go into the whole, yeah? I'm saying like this. When the father doesn't appoint a shliach, there isn't a din shlichus. There's no shlichus.
If I go and gemal someone,
yeah,
I get the mitzvah,
no? Yeah, and a chram.
So the father appointed, he wanted this mitzvah. It happened to be a son.
Emes. But I grab the mitzvah that also belongs to me. You might have a din kadima, but I grab the mitzvah that also belongs to me. And therefore, it's not such a stealing. But when it's in the realms of I'm doing the milah because only I'm doing it, and in this element, which I haven't explained so well, maybe we'll still see an explanation, in this element there isn't a musug of shlichus, then it's only mine, totally mine. If you grab it, you stole from me. You took it to a different realm, but you stole my realm of the mitzvah, and therefore you have to pay me 10 silver. I'm going to explain this concept. Yeah.
To support you, that's why maybe the moel can make the bruch al milah. Because he has his own mitzvah of Alamim.
Yeah, in a Quran.
But then the Moel should also be able to say the Achnisoi.
So, yeah, it needs to be understood. If we go with this, it's not everyone agrees with this. The Daika Moshe holds that it's always you can make a Shliach, just mitzvah, b'yotim, b'shluchas. We have to know who we go with in the end, l'halacha l'maisa. But l'chora, yeah, if I've appointed the Shliach, so I think some say also when the Shliach is right in front of you, and doing it for you, and we're going to see some other chilukim as well, then it can still be the original mitzvah.
That's why the moel usually
gives the knife
to the father, yeah. Make me a shliach.
Although some people say you don't need that, because you already made him a shliach.
Okay, but I'm saying it.
I'll tell you where it comes to nafka minna, though, is on Shabbos, where the shailas are mukta on the knife, and they say, eshoin a shliach, leave the knife. Okay, we'll see some chilukim. We're not going to clear the whole thing up completely, but let me just first explain the idea. What do you mean? A mitzvah that's only his. Why? What's his concept? L'chora, every mitzvah has shlichus. So the k'tzois is mazbir, that since there's an extra posuk to say that the father has a psa, naya mitzvah, up here Tosfos read, he says it becomes like a mitzvah shebegufoi. What does that mean? We all know that you can't sit in the sukkah for me. Why? Because that's something on my body. I have to do it. You can't be a shliach for me. Now, mila is not on my body. It's for me to do to the child. L'chora can make shlichus. But when the Torah makes an extra posuk to say the father specifically has a naya mitzvah for mila, it's making it like a mitzvah shebegufoi, although it's not. But when it picks up the father to another stage, it's saying, only you can do it. Like we can understand by sukkah, but metzias, only you can do it. When there's this extra posuk, it gives it this hagdora of a mitzvah shebegufoi that only you can do it and not a shliach. That's the idea they want to say. Okay. Now, not everyone agrees. The Dar Kemoisha, the Tvur Shoy, they will say, there's something called Shluch Shalad and Kemoisoi, and you can appoint the Shliach to do the bris, and that Shliach will be mamash like you. And they ask, why shouldn't you pay 10 zehuvim when you grab the bris from the moel? Not from the father. They hold, you'd have to pay 10 zehuvim, even then, l'chora. Now the question is it always true then, mitzvah boyos and b'shluchoi? Meaning, if I'm a moel, and I want to appoint someone to do the bris instead of me, the Shulchan Aruch actually says you shouldn't, you should do it. Why? Either because this main mitzvah is on the father, or mitzvah boyos and b'shluchoi. Is there sometimes a break in the rule of mitzvah boyos and b'shluchoi? We're going now in that longness. Mitzvah boyos and b'shluchoi, is there a break in the rule? So, let's start with what many people do. They invite a Rav to their house to do the mezuzahs of their house. And they give the Rav the kibbutz to make the brocha. Pashtus, we'll see, maybe not, but pashtus, that would be wrong. Mitzvah boy, yoisme bishlucha, it's your mitzvah. Bishlem in the office, where it's not poshet, chlal, the whole chiyuv of the mezuzah, and it's not poshet to make a brocha, some do, some don't. So there, you can give the kibbutz to the Rav. But in your house, mitzvah boy, yoisme bishlucha. However, there are two svaras that would allow for giving kibbudim out. One svara, the Tvur Shoy says, and that is, the svara of mitzvah boy yosme b'shluchai is, you're showing a busy, it's like a busy mitzvah to give it away. Why are you giving it away? But when you give it to Epsa Adam Choshev, and you know this Adam Choshev is searching for this mitzvah, and you use this opportunity to be mechabud someone with a mitzvah, so then, Kemendaheren as not a busy mitzvah. Forget, it's the chvoidah shul mitzvah, and Mamele could give it away. That's one svara where we won't say mitzvah boy, yoizme bishluchai. The Chai Odom's choylik on that, and he says, no, still mitzvah boy, yoizme bishluchai. Another svara, this is based on a Yismach Moisha in Parashas Ekev, the Daki Tshuva brings it, And there's a remez to it in the Mogen Avraham, in Simen Tov Lamed Gimel, in Hilchos Pesach, where he talks about you should do Bedikas Chometz. But he says some places have a minig to hire someone to do Bedikas Chometz. So they say when you pay someone, which some Moilim don't necessarily get paid till after, but if you pay someone, then the whole chesaron of you not doing the mitzvah and giving it to someone else is you're not sweating, schwitznisht in the mitzvah. Oh, but here you paid someone, you sweated to make that money. Is obezoi, that's nechshav, that you're terech in the mitzvah, the fact that you gave out from your money for someone to do the mitzvah, and then there might not be a chesaron of mitzvah boy, yois mebishluchoi. I saw this shaila in a different place. Chibina Rav as a tshuva, in Dovev Meshorim, Chelik Aleph Sim Mem Zayin. Someone who was a sofer, could write quite well, wanted to write the Sefer Torah, the Mekayim Mitzvah Ksiv Sefer Torah. But he asked Chibina Rav, there's a better sofer than me, a sofer Mumcha L'Rabim, maybe I should pay him and he does the Sefer Torah and Mekayim Mitzvah that way. There is such a way. What should I choose? So the Dovev Meshorim told him, you should choose Yena Sofer. Even though the Rambam says Mitzvah Bo Yosef Meshulucha also in Ksiva Sefer Torah, you should choose Yena Sofer. Why? Three reasons. Reason number one, even though Mitzvah Bo Yosef Meshulucha, if there's going to be a Zeh Kedi Vahamveyu by the Shliach doing it, then there's a Sibah here for the Shliach to do it. And that of Dos Ha'manish Mitzvah Bo Yosef Meshulucha. And the same is true in Mila. If you can have a Mumcha doing the Mila and someone was leaving aside problems, Zeh Kelim Aveyu, Tzitzin Amakvin, Tzitzin Chein Amakvin, it's better, Zeh Kelim Aveyu. Secondly, he says, Mitzvah Sefer Torah, you can't tell this out too much, yeah, but Mitzvah Sefer Torah is a tumul if it's the rice of the Rabbanon nowadays. Because the main tachlis of Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah is to learn from it. Nowadays we learn from Svarim. So it could be donating a shas, is as big a mitzvah to place it learns is as big a mitzvah as Ksiva Sefer Torah. Lamai says ongenom in the belt to do Ksiva Sefer Torah because other Rishonim. But there is a tzad that's Drabonon today. So he says in Drabonons, even though normally we make Drabonons like the Rices, Drabonon Ke'en Deraisa, but we only take on the Ke'en Deraisas that's in the Gufa Mitzvah. For instance, Hidurim, to make it nice, is in the Chefza. Then we say, if in the Raisa you have to make it nice, in the Rabbon you have to make it nice. But external importances like mitzvah boy, which is not going to have any ramifications in the etzim mitzvah, we don't say it by the Rabbonons. For instance, on Sukkos, on Yom Tov Rishon, there's a din lochem. On Yom Tov Sheni, there isn't a din lochem, even though there might be a din hidu. Why? Because hidu is in the Esrog. So there, maybe the Rabbonon can the Raisa. But lochem, hotnish mit the Esrog, to you, it's you. In the Rabbonons, we don't demand the externals. We only demand the actual essence of the mitzvah to be as good as the deraisa. So that's another reason why you can give it over to a shliach to do if he's better than you. Thirdly, he also brings this machmoisha, who says if you pay, then it's like you're doing the mitzvah. And Mamele says you're doing all these three things with this sofer mumcha, get him to write it. And you finish off the last few words, and that way, Allah Mailas, because you actually made the makabah patish of finishing the Sefer Torah. Okay, so far, we said that there's a tzad, that mitzvah smila in a way is a like a type of mitzvah shebegufoy. Right? According to those that hold, you can't make a shliach for mitzvah smila, it's mamash a mitzvah that you've got to do like yeshiva sukkah. I'm going to show you now the other side of the coin. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Choftes, that women are not mechuyev lomul es b'neihem. Right? Oisoi v'loi oiso. Now Tosis asks, why do I need a posuk? Tepeglei, mitzvah say, shazman groma. It's on the eighth day, it's not at night, it's not on Shabbos. All different times, it's not. And Memela, why are women memuot from mitzvahs? Mila tepekle samzon. It's a mangrov. Zot the Tosis Rid, very famous Tosis Rid. Anyone that goes to Bristol that hears this Tosis Rid. Zot the Tosis Rid, nay, it's a nish mangrov. You know why? Zman groma is when you have a mitzvah shebegufoy. Says the baby, he has a time, he needs to be circumcised. Eighth day, not a night. On Shabbos, if it's bismanoi, not on Shabbos, not bismanoi. But it's a certain time, krisus ha'orla. The father, his mitzvah is to make sure it's done. Yeah? It's to make sure it's done. It's the whole holach yelech, calling the moil at night. At night, lazma mila, is a mitzvah of mila. And mela all 8 days, yoim and v'laylo, they have the mitzvah l'troyach b'milosoi. It's nish zman groma. So it's constant. It's constant. So here we have the opposite way around. Because it's for yenem, it's not for themselves. So it's nish mitzvah, the mitzvah shebegufoi for ke'er has a zman. Because it's not a mitzvah shebegufoi, meaning it's not al gufeihem, it's for them to do to yenem, it doesn't have a zman, and it's kol hazman. Fine. Al kuponim, let's just be masakim. We're going to go to a new stage. There is such a concept in the Rishonim, it's machloikas. There is such a concept in the Rishonim, now those that hold, that mitzvah mila is something special that only the father has. It's his special mitzvah, and on that you can't make shlichus. Or others will say, it's a regular mitzvah, and mitzvah boy, yosef b'shluchai. I once mentioned here, you might remember, in Igros Moshe, just to bring out a little bit how it's the father's mitzvah, there was a family feud, and there was a broker's kite and a get, and the wife's side took the baby to the bris without informing the father. They had the baby, and they did the bris without him, etc. And Moshe writes very sharp, as ever angry you are with him, and ever right at being angry you are with him, it's his mitzvah, and a very gedoyla osu by doing the bris without him.
This was his own child. The child was born after the get, or what?
Yeah, born after the get. Yeah.
Yeah, not a grandchild.
No. His own child, born after the get. And she went and did the with the shver. They went and did the bris without him. So he says, Avera Gedoyla, they were choit of mitzvah and alazachan. And he says, the father does not have to accept the name that they called at the bris, although it's chal. But as far as I remember, I haven't checked out this time, I did a few years ago here. But it's chal, but the father can give his own name. Like you see in the Torah, he called him this, by Binyamin, no? She called him this, and he called him this. Ben Oini Binyamin, no?
Her name didn't stay.
Okay, Seder, forget, Otazai. Yeah, but he says more. He says if they were so broigus, and they called the baby Ben the grandfather instead of Ben the father, b'chlal nishchal the name. Because it's not true. He's not Ben the grandfather, okay, Ben Ebonim or Enkabonim, but he's Ben the father. If they skip that out, says then the name was never Chal, and Zichah he can. Okay, so you see, with all the brokers kaiten, halacha still has to play a role. Now, sometimes there are fathers that want to do the chituch, they want to do something in the mitzvah. Yeah, they want to do something in the mitzvah. Now, I don't know what everyone says, but I once heard the shiur from Bishrol Reisman of America, Tova Das, and I saw from Rabbi Leib Steinman, they both say it's not a good idea. Why? Because, first of all, mol v'loy paraki iloloy mol. So what already are you oif to? No, it's true, it's a chelik of a mitzvah. We have to make cheshbonis, why not to do it? And you're anyway not doing the whole thing. Secondly, sometimes they get it wrong, because they're not a mol mumcha. However much they practice for it, they get it wrong. Or they goyim tsar to the tinuk. They don't do it properly. Or they're going to be more cutting afterwards, because they don't have the achzorius. Because if they're mumcha, they have it, because that's the professional, that's what they do. They don't have the achzoris to cut it properly, and mamela, nimtza, they're causing more problems than tikkunim. Not only that, Rabban Leib says, he probably had this case is coming to him, he says a parent that does the mila is not a mumcha, it's not midin moil, it's midin l'kayim, it's a mitzvah, hotnish kan simchas yomtuf that day at all. Out nevim before, nevim b'shas maisa, and the whole day he's nervous afterwards if he did it right, if he didn't, blah, 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 and they come, yes, did I, huh? Yeah, so he says, just don't do it. Don't do it unless you're a moil. Now, in the Nusach, we say, k'shem shenichnis lebris, kein yikonis the Torah, l'chopo l'mais and toivim. The emesis is a tumul in the poskim, if that's what you say. The Beis Yosef says, k'shem shechnastoi lebris, kein tachniseyu, talk to the father. Like, it's also a bracha for the child, but it's a bracha for the father. So the Taz says, if you're near the father, you say k'shem shechnastoi. If you're far away, you say k'shem shenichnas, and you bench the child. The Shach says the minig is, we don't say k'shem shechnastoi, we say k'shem shenichnas. Why? Because sometimes the father's not there. And memela, you say k'shem shenichnas. Now, talking about the father not there, we'll talk about it in a minute, but the Aruch Haim HaKadosh in Rishon LeZion, he was Fadi, so he passed inside the Beis Yosef, but he says, it's only right to say Kshem Shechnas Doi. The father brought his son, even if he gave it to the Moyel, and it's maybe a lower level of the mitzvah, but he was Mekayim the mitzvah, it's his Shliach, and Memela, it's only right, he deserves the Brocha, and therefore, Ein Lozuz Mipsak HaMechaba, to say Kshem Shechnas Doi, even if there's the off case, he's not there, doesn't matter. Now, what happens if the father's not there? So we mentioned once here, Ramiah Bransdorfer in his logbook. Yeah, I'm going to give a nice case of when the father's not there. Ramiah Bransdorfer in his logbook, he was a moyel. So he talks about how once he was the moyel and the sanduk because the father was in Uman. Must have been Rosh Hashanah time. Yeah. So he had to be the moyel and the sanduk. And he logs it in. I can't remember what he called the baby. Mistama. Yeah, Mistama. So... So either way, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a shaila. What happens when the father's not there? The halacha is Beis Din have to be mal the child, and the minhag is that the sanduk makes the brocha lach nisoy. So it's in that case not the moyel, the sanduk makes the brocha lach nisoy. The father's not there. What happens though if the moyel is the grandfather? So then maybe the minhag should transfer, and the grandfather should make the brocha for various reasons. One. It's Beis Din's right over the mitzvah. Kiva Eger learns, most learn it's just Klal Yisrael's right, but he learns it's Beis Din literally. So he says the Rav can change the minute because he's really the in charge here. He's in charge here of who does. So the minute is the sanduk, but here it's grandfather. Maybe it's passed, as the Rav should say, the father, since the Rav is the Beis Din in this case. That's how he looks at it. But the Maaseh, he says that. It could be there's the etzem achiyuv on the grandfather because bnei bonim are rein kabonim, and that's said by Talmud Torah. And even if we say there isn't a chiyuv, but since k'shem shenichnas the bris kein ikonis the Torah, it's a psicha for Torah, opens up the heart for someone to learn Torah. Memela, and he's going to have a chiyuv to teach him Torah. It's past meh that he should make the bracha of lachnisa bebriso, which is the psicha for Talmud Torah. I took a source down to just this morning. I saw a story about someone. That was in Shlavim, that he needed to have a bris. I don't know exactly. But basically, he said the Chabura in Rabbi Aaron Leib's vicinity on Tagri Lud. And Baron Leib told him, Shon Gemalot. And he cried, he said, I don't know exactly the whole details, but basically, it was someone that needed something done. He said, you're right, how did you know that I've had that stage done? He said, if you can say a Chabura on Tagri Lud, which is from the Shveres to Sugyus, you only have that with Mila, then you have a Psich Salev to be able to understand Torah. So that's the grandfather has more of a shaychus to bring the child into bris, because the bris is poseach the lev le Torah, takes away the orlas alev, and Mamela, and he has a chiyuv to teach him Talmud Torah, so Mamela, he is the one to say. So, talking about a grandfather doing a bris, this is where Yosef HaTzadik comes in. You have, in Parashas Vayechi, you have Perek. One second, right at the end. In Perek Nun, Pasuk of Gimel, Vaya Yosef Lefraim B'nei Shileshim, Gam B'nei Moche, Ben Menashe Yuldu al Birke Yosef. Great grandchildren on the lap of Yosef. Zok the Targum Yonis Ben Ziel. Uf B'nei Moche Ba Menashe Kad Is Yelidu, Gezirinun. The Rabinun Yosef. Yosef was Goizer then. Yosef did the bris, and some teach it that he did bris and sandukos, some teach it differently, but there is a tzad that he was the sanduk and the moil for two children. Yeah, for two children. There's the tumul, two children if you can. Anyway, that's another discussion in the same family, but either way, he was the sanduk and the moil for two children. So there's another case of a grandfather doing the Mila. Why the father didn't? So as a Shaila, why didn't he learn it? Yeah, fine. Now, in this week's Sedra, in this week's, and in last week's Sedra, the emesis, and it follows on into this week's Sedra, we have a little bit about Mila as well. The whole Bereish is packed with Mila. But either way, we have, in last week's Sedra, that Yosef makes the Mitzrayim all do Mila. Why? What's the epis? Yeah. What's the epis? The whole tumult, if you're allowed to do bris mila to goyim, you don't want them to have ois bris kodesh. Why is he making all of them do mila? The Aruch Haim Takin halacha in his halachas for him, he learns it was a geirus. It was a geirus for Gantz Mitzrayim. It's a peledic thing. In Rishon LeZion, he's got a whole thing. They all were geirim, except the hierarchy. We didn't need Yosef. the Koimrim and these Chevra, but the Hamoin Amu is a Geirus. It's a Pella, you have to understand the whole shtickel. That's what he wants to say. What's the idea? The idea, says the Maral, is like this. I mean, first we have to know, this week's Seder we have Mila as well, right? Yosef shows his brothers, Ich bin Gemalet. So our Gorsa Kasha, the Hans Mitzrayim is a Gemalet. So what's the shtick? The answer is he's from the hierarchy. He's the one that gave out the command. He doesn't need to listen to, you know, COVID, you're not allowed to go here, there, and there. But if you're from the hierarchy, it's a different halacha, right? So,
it was circumcised. He was Gemalet.
Oh, yeah, Mila Priya could be an answer, or he was Noilad Mol. There's various answers. But one of the answers is he was of the hierarchy, so he didn't need to, or they didn't know the news. They didn't follow the news, and therefore they didn't know that Mitzrayim had this rule. Either way, what was the idea that he wanted all of Mitzrayim to do Mila? Says the Maharal, the word bris is targum kayomo. Bris is kiyum. He saw all their things were going off. He said, you want to have a kiyum, daf homana bris. What's the idea? He says, ola is a dovo noisif, you don't need it. If you're oduk in things you don't need, then you're basically not with the dovo kayom. Get rid of things, get rid of this orla and be oduk in the dovah shal kayomo. And then your things will be mukuyams. Klal Yisrael always have a bracha. The emes is a goy, even if he does a bris, it doesn't really help. Because the Mishnah Dorim says, Hanoida mina mulim, only Klal Yisrael are called mulim. So it only work if they takedid gerus, like the Rechaim, that it should have a kiyum. But akoponim, Klal Yisrael are dukim bekiyum. And mamela, they have a bracha that things are mukuyam. Yeah, the emes have this, is a gemara that Klei Yoko brings a gemara. In Soita, Gemara says, "Kol abal isha zoyno, soif mavakesh kikalechem." Says, "Well, the Gemara says even if you have a bris, if you boil zoyno or goyo, it's nimshcha alosoy. It's not going to help a bris. Nimshcha alosoy is vayta oduk in dvarim she'ein lem kiyum." Finish the two things. The Arug Saboysim brings a remez. I don't think it's time, so I'll leave it.
Anybody who wants to leave can leave.
Okay, a quick remez. It's time, you know, it's a time. I think some people are tumbling in their parnosim estoma with this whole matzav. So there's a nice remez here. Chanukah, the oir of Chanukah has a hashpo of parnosa, and that's obviously after Chanukah. Yeah, it's bashpia. So he says like this. He says, "Kiva oir ponecha nosat alonu ala gitazachem oir ponecha." So he says, Yosef says, I was sent to sustain you. The Rosh HaTevis of Amcho Yisrael Trichim Parnosa is Gematria Ner. The Ner of Chanukah has a Koyach Lashpia Parnosa. And where do we see it? Kilemichyo Shlochani. Shlochani is Rosh HaTevis, Ner Chanukah, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah Shmoyne Yomim. And Nochtem, Michyo, Homme Michyo. And one other thing I saw, is when they told Rabban Leib that the law in Germany changed in Tovshi 9 Gimel, I don't know, you have to check up the laws, that they're allowed to do Bris Mila, it was on Chanukah. So it's a Neis Chanukah. Yeah, it's Taka Neis Chanukah, because this was the Yevonim of Mavatl, and Chanukah, these things came back. So it's Taka Neis Chanukah.